From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. President Obama crossed an ocean to meet with his Japanese counterpart today, and together the two men say they covered a lot of ground. They agreed to work on climate change, clean energy, as well as nuclear disarmament. But as NPR's Scott Horsley reports, there's plenty of room for disagreement, too, with America's longtime Asian ally.
President Obama is just getting to know Japan's new prime minister. Yukio Hatoyama has been in office less than 3 months. But already, the two leaders seem to have a good deal in common. By the end of today's 90-minute meeting, the president and prime minister were on a first-name basis.
Both Yukio and I were elected on the promise of change. But there should be no doubt, as we move our nations in a new direction, our alliance will endure, and our efforts will be focused on revitalizing that friendship so that it's even stronger and more successful in meeting the challenges of the 21st century.
But as with any new partnership, this one's taking some getting used to. After almost 50 years, in which Japan was run by just one political party, the LDP, Hatoyama represents a new direction, and he's insisting on a more equal partnership with the U.S. Jeffrey Bader, who oversees East Asian affairs for the National Security Council, says the U.S. welcomes that change, but it does mean a period of adjustment.
The relationship with Japan, long the cornerstone and still the cornerstone of the U.S. security presence in East Asia, is not one we can take for granted. The world has changed, America has changed, and Japan has changed.
Long-standing complaints about the U.S. military presence on the Japanese island of Okinawa are getting a more sympathetic hearing from Japan's new government. The U.S. has agreed to put the issue to a high-level working group. Hatoyama said, through a translator, he wants them to work quickly.
It will be a very difficult issue for sure, but as time goes by, I think it will become even more difficult to resolve the issue.
The Obama administration downplayed any differences over Okinawa, stressing instead areas where the U.S. and Japan are already working together, such as Afghanistan. Earlier this week, Japan pledged $5 billion in civilian aid to Afghanistan. It's also agreed to accelerate joint research projects with the U.S. into clean energy in an effort to reduce greenhouse gases. And Japan is a key ally in the effort to keep Iran and North Korea from developing more nuclear weapons.
Now, obviously, Japan has unique perspective on the issue of nuclear weapons as a consequence of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. That, I'm sure, helps to motivate the Prime Minister's deep interest in this issue.
Mr. Obama sidestepped a reporter's question about whether the United States was justified in using nuclear weapons against Japan during World War II. He did say he'd like to visit Hiroshima and Nagasaki in the future. Japan is only the first stop on what will be an 8-day, 4-nation tour of Asia for the president. He said America's security and prosperity is inextricably tied to this fast-growing region.
Throughout my trip and throughout my presidency, I intend to make clear that the United States is a Pacific nation, and we will be deepening our engagement in this part of the world.
Mr. Obama spent relatively little time here in Japan talking about the global economy, but that's likely to be one of his biggest topics at his next stop with leaders from throughout the Pacific region in Singapore. Scott Horsley, NPR News, with the president in Tokyo.